A new WBUR poll shows Donald Trump with a commanding lead going into the Massachusetts primary on Super Tuesday. It finds the race on the Democratic side much tighter, with Hillary Clinton holding a slight lead over Bernie Sanders, 49% to 44%. That's just outside the poll's margin of error. The survey involves essentially two separate polls, one with people likely to vote Democratic, the other with those likely to vote in the Republican primary. We spoke with Steve Casella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, who conducted the poll for WBUR. He says the results bode poorly for Bernie Sanders.
The last couple of polls have shown a very close race here, and I'd say it means more for Bernie Sanders than it does for Hillary Clinton. Clinton is probably safe in a lot of the other states that are going to vote on March 1st. States, particularly with a more diverse, slightly less liberal electorate, tend to favor Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, is counting on states like Massachusetts to add to his column. If he doesn't win Massachusetts, or even if he struggles to win and wins by a little bit, it's probably not a good sign for him overall.
Meaning that if he's going to do well anywhere on March 1st on Super Tuesday, then it's going to be here.
Right. I mean, obviously he'll win Vermont, his home state, but then Massachusetts would probably be the next most likely. So again, if he either loses or wins by just a little bit, the other states probably aren't going to be very good for him either.
And what's that most hinging on? Is it independent voters? How do they figure in?
There's a couple things. One is independents, as you noted. He does very well among independents, has throughout the entire cycle. So the more independents choose a Democratic ballot, the better it is for Bernie Sanders. The other group that he wants to turn out in big numbers are young people. So throughout the cycle, he's done very well with young voters.
And what about Hillary Clinton? What do you attribute her popularity here to?
The main group that she does well with are women over 50. So she actually loses the other three groups of younger men, younger women, older men. But older women, she does quite well with.
What issues is that based on?
So Hillary Clinton does well on the things you'd expect to a certain extent. So handling foreign policy challenges, working with Congress, keeping America safe. Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, it's things like addressing income inequality and the campaign finance system and so forth. So they both do well about what you'd expect, but it's a very different set of issues that's driving each of their popularity.
Let's look at the Republican side now. Donald Trump is way out in front in Massachusetts, according to your poll. How far?
Yes, Donald Trump has 40%, and Kasich and Rubio each have 19. So he's just over 20 points ahead of his nearest rival.
What accounts for that?
Well, the best group for Trump, again, throughout the cycle and in Massachusetts again, is based on education. So if you don't have a college degree, you're very likely to be voting for Donald Trump as compared to any of the other candidates. But when you look at voters with a college degree, it's Kasich or Rubio. You know, one of the two of them, you're more likely to be voting for one of them than Donald Trump. So there's been this sort of socioeconomic break that's persisted throughout the campaign. If you're in the position to feel like the economy has sort of left you behind, you're much more likely to be a Trump voter. If you've done all right, then you're more likely to be in the column of someone like Kasich or Rubio.
So relate that to Massachusetts then. And Trump has made a lot of appearances here. At least he did early on in the campaign. But what is the reason for his popularity in Massachusetts?
One of the interesting things is that people have been describing the campaign as sort of having lanes. You know, there's a conservative lane, a moderate lane, establishment lane, outsider lane, and so forth. But at the moment, Trump is winning in the state in states that represent all the different lanes. So he's winning in the South, where you might expect a more conservative candidate like Ted Cruz to win. He's winning in states like Massachusetts, where you might expect a candidate preferred by those with more education to win. He's got all the lanes pretty much covered at this point.
So we know what that says about Trump and his broad appeal. What does it say about Massachusetts?
I think it says that we're not that different in terms of this specific election. There's all different kinds of states that have been polled and that will be voting next Tuesday or have already voted, and Trump is doing well across the board in all kinds of different states. It's not just one sort of state or one sort of electorate where he's strong.
Steve, one of the things that you asked in the poll was about specific issues, again, on the Democratic and Republican sides, and which candidates would be the most trustworthy to address certain issues. So reforming the immigration system was one of them. Another one, handling foreign policy challenges, improving the economy. On the Republican side, Trump won on each of these issues, most of them by a pretty significant margin. When you think about things like foreign policy challenges, how surprising is that, given that Trump himself has not really articulated a platform on various foreign policies.
Well, on foreign policy, I'd say he doesn't do nearly as well as among some of the other issues. And there, you know, if you looked at the combination of Kasich and Rubio, they would actually be doing better than Trump. So it's kind of a situation where the non-Trump vote is so divided that they don't catch him.
On the issue, for instance, of strength, of keeping America strong, it's a different story with Trump.
He does well on two specific kinds of issues. One is the economy, which is not surprising because that's sort of, if he has a strength, that's his record and his biography in that regard. And the other issues are things where strength is required. So keeping America safe and immigration are the two where he does the best. Beyond that, he still leads on each issue, but by much less. And I think there you're also seeing an artifact of the situation that Rubio and Kasich find themselves in, where when they divide up the rest of the voters, it leaves Donald Trump ahead.
Thank you, Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group. And we're going to have the results of WBUR's poll at WBUR.org. Steve, thanks again.
Thank you.